And we want to store their, how to say, power of two. So you want to raise every element to the power of two, and you want to store that in square. Yeah, you want to store the square of every element in another list. So 1 square is 1, 2 square is 4, 3 square 9, 4 square 16. How can you do that in a simple way? You create a new list, squares, which is empty. With a for loop, you go over the elements. So n will contain the current element. You calculate the square of the current element and append it to squares. So first n is 1. 1 times 1 is 1, append, okay. N is 2. 2 times 2 is 4, append, okay. Do the same with 3 and 4. And then you have the result. But you can do it in one line also using a list comprehension. So in the original list, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. And we want to calculate the squares. So, squares will be a list. And the goal of a list comprehension is to create a list. So we put the whole list comprehension between square brackets. Here we will have an expression, but I usually fill it at the end. So leave it free, leave it empty for the moment, and start with a for loop. The for loop will be similar, or will be the same, like here, in a normal way. So with the for loop, we want to go over the elements of the original list. So let's say for n in nums. So n will contain the current element. And here, in this expression, you will tell what you want to do with the current element, how you want to modify it. So we want to calculate the square of the current element. So we want to take n times n. And let's see how it works. The for loop starts. N will contain the value 1. We calculate 1 times 1, and we will put it to the result. Then n will be 2. Calculate 2 times 2, it's 4. N will be 3. 3 times 3 is 9. N will be 4. 4 times 4, 16. And the whole thing is between square brackets, so the result will be this list. We will see immediately some exercises. So this is a compact way to create a list. And also, at the end of a list comprehension, you can add, optionally, an if statement. And with this if statement, you can do filtering on the elements. For instance, we have this list, and we want to filter out the small elements. Let's define a small element that it is 2 or less, 0, 1, or 2. So, we start with the for loop, for n in nums. And we want to keep n only if n is less than or equal than 2. So the first element is 3. This if statement is not true, so we do not keep it. 3. It is not small enough. The if statement is not true, we do not keep it. 2. 2 is less than or equal than 2, so we keep it. 2 will be in the result. 1 is also small, so let's keep it, 1. This is big, it's too big. 2 is also small, So let's keep it. And this way, just in one line, we could do a filtering. And we collected the result in a new list. Who knows Haskell? There is something similar in Haskell too. So the general form is for a loop variable in list, and at the beginning there is an expression. And here I collected a good number of exercises for list comprehensions. So let's start solving them. The end is 818D. I will help with the first one. We have an original list with car, tram, and metro. And we want to transform each element into capital letters, and we also want to add an exclamation mark. So, the result will be another list. And I suggest that you should start with the for loop and add the expression at the very end. So we need a for loop that goes over the elements. What name should I give to the loop variable? Is I a good variable name here? Of course not, because the elements are strings, not integers. So give me a good variable name here. S. For instance, S, like string, or W, which stands for word. For S in li. And now, here, we need to write an expression how we want, what we want to do with the current element S. So what do we want to do with the current element?
We want to put it in the uppercase.
Uppercase. So it will be S dot upper. And we want to concatenate to it an exclamation mark. So plus exclamation mark. And then you are ready. we have names in lower case, and we want the first character of every name to be uppercase. Actually, there is a string method that can do that. What is it called?
Capitalize.
Let's make a new list called res. Yeah, using a list comprehension. So it will be a list. Start with the for loop. Leave some space here. Capitalize. Okay. Thank you. So capitalize will turn the first character to uppercase, and it turns the other characters to lowercase. So, for instance, Jenna.capitalize will be Jenna like that. The third one is a bit tricky. Initialize a list with 10 zeros. So we need a for loop that is executed 10 times. Could you do it? So this is the third exercise. Initialize a list with 10 zeros.
Not sure if it works this way, but
start with the for loop. Write a for loop that is executed 10 times. Yeah, that's also good. Or simply, you can also write simply just zero. But your solution was also good. So, lesson learned. In the expression, you do not have to use the loop variable. You are not obliged to use the loop variable. Actually, there is a better way to initialize a list with 10 zeros. I show you. Simply write 0 times 10. 0 is between in a list. So this is a better way, actually, but we wanted to use a list comprehension. Exercise 4. We have an input list from 1 to 10, but we do not want to type the numbers from 1 to 10. So try to create the input list without typing those numbers. You should use range somehow. And it should be a list, not an iterator. Can you do exercise 4?
This one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's also good. But first I would like you to do it in two lines. So Li should contain first the numbers from 1 to 10. Do you remember how you have?
Like this.
Yeah, but without writing the numbers, using a range.
Ah, okay.
Yes, but it will be an iterator. How can you convert it to a list? We put it in the list calling. So this is a built-in function, it will convert it to a list. Okay, and now we want to double every element. We need a for loop. Uh-huh. And you have a solution in one line. Could you also write that? So the result is, and you included the range in the list comprehension. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So this is the shorter solution, a one-liner. For x in range 1, 11. And then let's calculate x times 2. Let's see exercise 8. Collect the first character of every word in a list. So here we have a text, but we need to work with every word in this sentence. How can we access the words? Who remembers that from yesterday?
Split.
So it will be yours then.
Yeah.
And we can do it in one line.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, but I don't really like this variable name n, because n is usually a number. What would be a better variable name?
Oh, s or something.
S, yeah, or w, because these are words.
Yeah.
Mhm. Thank you. So text.split will return the words in the text in a list. So we have the words in a list. We go over this list. And we take the very first character of every word. Let's see exercise 9.